Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to stop and listen to God together. First, let's listen to the Bible. Acts chapter 1, verses 24 to 26. Then they all prayed, O Lord, you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas in this ministry, for he has deserted us and gone where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and Matthias was elected to become an apostle with the other 11. After the ascension of Jesus, the 11 disciples needed to find a successor to Judas Iscariot. They chose two candidates whom they considered to be suitable, Barsabas and Matthias. We don't know anything about them, but clearly they had spent time with Jesus and were part of the wider circle of his followers. What might strike you as strange is that, having committed the decision to God in prayer, they then cast lots. This certainly isn't a method that I've ever employed, but it was their way of leaving the decision up to God. They'd played their part in choosing people who they believed to be appropriately qualified, but then they let God decide. We don't hear of anyone else casting lots in this way in the New Testament, and so many people have assumed that the practice belonged firmly to the period before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Once the Spirit had been given, the church could look to him to guide them in their decision-making. That isn't to say that decision-making would be made easy in the days of the Spirit, trust me. But it does mean that we can confidently lean upon the Holy Spirit and seek his guidance in every detail of our lives without resorting to apparently random measures like casting lots. The pages that follow in the Acts of the Apostles give us an amazing account of how the Holy Spirit guides people. Step by step, he had led this small, weak and confused group of ordinary people into becoming a large missionary movement which turned their world upside down. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit to enable us to make good decisions today. Amen. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you. I hope you have a great day, and will you join me for more Be Still and Know every day here on Premier Radio.